we want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
It's Monday. Welcome to a brand new week here on the Refresh Radio program. My name's Bob Arthurs. I pastor Merritt Assembly of God, 165 North Grove Street in Merritt Island, Florida. And we want to prepare you. This coming week is going to be Memorial Day weekend. And so get ready. Here it comes. You still got another week before that kicks in, but we are glad that you have chosen to spend the next half hour with us here on the Refresh Radio program as we talk about the Word of God. Right now we're talking about how God wants us to be people of prayer. And it's not just the pastor that is supposed to pray. It's not just the Sunday school teachers. It's not supposed to be just the intercessors. It's supposed to be all God's glorious children, that you are in talk with Him, you're in communication with Him, not just when you have a need, not just when you have a crisis, but that you're in regular communication with Him as much as possible. So when my mother was alive, she wanted to hear from me. I live quite a ways away from where she lived. And so we only got to see each other a couple of times a year. And that was not enough communication. So she said, I want to hear from you. You know, I'm your mother. She loves to hear from her kids. I try to pass that same dynamic along, much to my failure. You know, it was something, hey, it's important to her and she's important to me. And so there were 2 days that our schedules conflicted. That was Sundays and Wednesdays, because we have church. They're in a different time zone, so their church services were different than ours. And Wednesdays were the same way. So Sundays and Wednesdays, most of the time we didn't talk. Wasn't because we were giving each other silent treatment. We just knew, hey, there's not going to be much conversation. But outside of that, Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, we would talk. And I will tell you that when she passed away, that was one of the things that was the most impactful. She had some mobility issues because of a blood clot that she had thrown during surgery, and had a number of other health issues. And so when she passed away, there was no way in the world I wanted her to come back to live in that same uncomfortable, afflicted condition. And so she was in the presence of Jesus, whole, healthy, and enjoying eternity. And I was like, thank God she's arrived safely at the throne of grace. But I will tell you that there, after about 3 or 4 months, I went to make a call to her, and there was something that had come to mind. I said, oh, I should call Mom. And I took 2 steps towards the phone and said, I don't get to make that phone call anymore. Well, for believers, we need to value our time of talking to our Heavenly Father as much as we value talking to any other person. We need, in fact, it's more important. So we're going through the Word of God talking about how important prayer is. By the way, thank you to the folks of Jits Concrete 321-536-5804, 321-536-5804. Tremendously skilled and gifted and experienced in dealing with all things concrete. If you've got a concrete project, make sure that you reach out. Don't wait until it's 100 degrees outside and a heat index of 110 and say, oh, now I think I want to do that project outside. If you've got to do it when it's that time of year, that's fine. But if you've got something that's negotiable, that's the timeline is pretty flexible, why don't you go ahead and give them a call, 321-536-5804. They can come out, take a look at your project. They can tell you what the materials would cost, what the cost of the job would be, what time frame they could do it in. Y'all can talk about things and see if you can come to an agreement. But I can assure you that they would bring decades of experience, tremendous expertise, and a great work ethic to your project. They'd get in, get your project done, and get it finished, get it all cleaned up, get out of your way so that you can move forward. So thank you to the folks of Jits Concrete for being friends of the Refresh Radio program. So now let's go to Ephesians chapter 1, verse number 15. Therefore, I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all the saints, do not cease to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. This is where we ended Friday. The eyes of your understanding being enlightened. So that's the prayer that we prayed on Friday, that the eyes of our understanding would be enlightened, so that we would realize that the Word of God is not just for our Sunday experience, it's not just for our spiritual experience, but it's for our everyday life as well. Now, listen to what it says next, because this, what we're getting ready to read, is linked with the thing that we talked about on Friday, that the eyes of your understanding being enlightened. For what purpose? That you may know what is the hope of his calling, what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power toward us who believe, according to the working of his power, mighty power, which he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at the right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in that which is to come. So we see here that there are three things that we can pray for that would be experienced in the life of every believer when we pray that the eyes of their understanding would be enlightened. The first one is that you may know what is the hope of his calling, that you may know what is the hope of his calling. And, you know, when you look at that, a lot of times we project our modern understanding of a word into the biblical text. We see that there's a lot of constitutional crises that take place now because people are, words meaning change through the years. And sometimes that's strategic. People will change the meaning of the word specifically to change something in society to what they want it to be. And a lot of times that's not something that is a good thing. So what they do is once they've changed the meaning, then they go back to the Constitution, or for us believers, we go back to the Word of God, And then when we read it, we read what the words that are there, but we understand them with our modern language. So I had a conversation with a person one time, and they started quoting the first part of Psalm 23, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." And they said, "What is so hard to understand about that?" And I immediately responded, "Why don't you want the Lord as your shepherd?" Because the modern meaning of the word was, I don't want the Lord as my shepherd. But that's not what the meaning of the biblical text was at all. You have to go back to understand that what was actually being written there was, "With the Lord as my shepherd, I shall not lack. There's nothing in my life that is going to be inadequate." And so, but if you take that King James language and you look at it and see that, you know, your modern language is not necessarily going to translate well. And so you project a contemporary attitude onto an ancient word. So you say, why in the world are you talking about this? Well, because the modern understanding of the word hope is more of a wish. What are you hoping? What are you hoping to accomplish? What are you hoping for out of this day? What are your kind of goals or your desires? What is it you're looking to get out of this experience? And so when you read that, you could say that the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the wish of his calling. And that's not the text meaning at all. The biblical word hope means confident expectation. So when you put that into this passage, "The eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know," okay, and then here's the first of the three what's, "that you may know what is the confident expectation of his calling." And so there are many people who read portions of the Bible and think, as long as I say a prayer, as long as I accept him as the Son of God, my name's going to be written in the Lamb's Book of Life. I can go on, do whatever I want, live however I want. As long as I get into heaven by the skin of my teeth, I'm okay. And for them, that's the ceiling of their being called out of darkness into his marvelous light. I want you to know that's not the ceiling, that's the floor. And so we need to go back and see what God has in store for us. So listen to what, "that you may know what is the confident expectation that we can have of his calling." So when he's called us out of darkness, that means we're getting called out of bondage. That means we're getting called out of ignorance. We are getting called out of the enemy's traps and out of the enemy's strongholds. We are getting called out from under the enemy's dominion over us. He's not only breaking the prisons, but he's breaking the power that the enemy has exerted over us. And so when God gives us the spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of him, we prayed for that last week. And then we are praying that the eyes of our understanding being enlightened so that we can know, that we can have a full cognizance and awareness. It's not just an intellectual knowledge, but instead it's something that is a manifest reality we can live as if we know. So if I'm walking down the street, I know that my right foot is going to go forward and then my left foot is going to go forward. I know that. I've got experience with it. I know that's exactly what is supposed to happen. So if something doesn't happen the way it's supposed to, then all of a sudden it's like, okay, why didn't that happen? And what do I need to do to fix the problem? So the first thing that we pray for is that people will live knowing what the confident expectation of his calling is. Did you know that God has expectations of you? So back to Isaiah chapter 11. We touched on this last week. I'm going to turn my pages back there here in the Bible. I don't bring my phone in here very often. There's a reason for that. I don't want people calling me while I'm in here, and I have a smartwatch on, and so it can reach us. If somebody calls and I've even got my phone on silent, they can still call me. So last week we focused on verses 1 and 2. There shall come forth a rod from the stem of Jesse, a branch shall grow out of his roots, and the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of the knowledge, Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord. Now listen to verse 3. His delight is in the fear of the Lord. And so it says, but with righteousness he shall judge the poor and decide with equity for the meek of the earth. He shall strike the earth with the rod of his mouth, with the breath of his lips he shall slay the wicked. Righteousness shall be the belt of his loins, and faithfulness the belt of his waist. So Jesus came and knew that the Father had called him to his mission here on earth, and that he delighted in the call that God had upon his life. I don't know if you find calls from strangers to be as disruptive as I do. So I tell people about this call. It's happened twice. Was at the church. A phone call came in on the church line, and the person said, "Hi, we're calling to let you know that your electric bill has not been paid for the last 2 months, and we're going to be shutting off your electricity unless you pay your back due amount. That's why we're calling you." Well, there's a problem with that phone call. First of all, the caller ID does not identify that it was the electric company. Second, we have emails that come in that tell us that the electric company has processed our payments. Third, we pay our bills every month. We're completely debt free as a church. We don't owe anybody anything. We function on a cash flow basis, not an indebted basis. So there's none of that they were saying was true. So at this point in time, I know that the person who is calling is misrepresenting who they are, and what they are trying to do is steal. So they are lying as to who they are. And so they made their presentation, their speech, and I said, "So first of all, I would like to tell you that God has been so good to you that he has had you call a church. And I happen to know that the things that you are telling me are not true. You are lying to me. And the Bible says that all liars shall have their part in the lake of fire. And God has had you call me so that I could give you the opportunity to repent of your sins so that you do not spend an eternity apart from his presence. And all of a sudden, that the stranger decided that they didn't want to hear any more about that, and so they hung up on me. They did that twice, and I did the same thing, you know, two different times, months apart. And it really isn't just me being a smart aleck. It's really the concern. Hey, lying is not trivial. Lying is the devil's native language. It's not the language of heaven. And so, I don't want anyone to perish. I want everybody to come to everlasting life too. And so they're calling to try and steal something from the church. And in doing so, I'm trying to provide them a spiritual benefit so that they could know that when God calls them, that he has an expectation for them. And so God, when he calls us, he expects that we are going to choose light over darkness, that we are going to choose life over death, that we are going to choose spiritual wisdom over foolishness, that we are going to live at knowing that he is on the throne. We are not going to live as if there is no God, that we are going to live blessed and not cursed, that we are going to live in obedience and not disobedience. We are going to live submitted, not in rebellion. We are going to know that when God calls us, he has his purpose and our best interest in mind. That when we answer his call, even though it may be inconvenient, it might be something that is different than our plan, that it is going to be glorious in the long run because he works all things together for the good of those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose, that we will choose his will over our will, that we choose eternity over the here and now. And so it has to do with, okay, that you would know the confident expectation that he who called us, who has begun a good work in us, will not leave that project unfinished, but he will bring it to completion. That he is not only the God of the past, and he's not only the God of the future, but he is the God of right here and right now. That we can know with confident expectation that he is fully aware of everything that we are going through in this moment, in this time, that he is not only aware of the problem, but he is aware of the solution. So we don't wonder, like the disciples in the midst of the sea, Jesus, don't you care that we are perishing? And Jesus says, where's your faith? He calms the storm because he does care. And so whenever I see that passage, I bring that, the revelation, by the way, they came out of that and they were like, wow, this guy has authority over the elements, over the storms of life that can, I've had friends that died in storms. You know, I'm sure that fishermen had perished when storms came up. That's why they knew that they were in such danger. And all of a sudden, Jesus speaks to the storm and it calms down. And they say, wow, this is a whole new revelation of the power that Jesus has. So I have the confident expectation that if God is calling me, that he's not going to send me out by myself. He's going to send me out with signs and wonders accompanying and following me. That he has created the church with miraculous, supernatural miracles to be part of the DNA of the church. So when I know that, it impacts the way that I live. I occasionally have to lead worship. It's not something I do very often. But my worship leader is a trained vocalist. She went to a high school where she was trained to sing. I trained myself in my car with the windows rolled up, singing to Christian music back when I was a teenager. So I would try and get my voice to do whatever I heard on the radio doing. Well, I can look at sheet music and I can say, oh, it goes up here, it goes down here, it goes up pretty severe here. And if I've heard the song, then I'm guessing as to where I'm going. And I'm also guessing that I can still make my voice do what it's supposed to do. Sometimes, because I don't know that I can duplicate what has been done in the past, then I end up not hitting the note because I don't live with the knowledge that I can confidently expect to hit the target. I can tell you this. I've got kids who've, made job transitions, and the family dynamic has, there've been kids added to the equation, and moving from place to place. And I can tell you that with each of them, if they know that God has called them to do it, they run into that situation with a confident expectation. It is going to end up glorious because the one who called them will be the one who empowers them and equips them to accomplish the task, not just start the task. God, I pray for every person that is here today, Lord, that they would understand, that they would see with enlightened eyes, that they can know with confident expectation that you have called them to yourself, that you have called them to your word, you have called them to your heart, you have called them to a walk of obedience, you have called them to an eternity with you, and we can confidently expect that's what we're going to get. See you next time.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, MerrittAssembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to MerrittAssembly@Hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.